Good afternoon. You are listening to a broadcast from Full of Noises in Barrow Park, in Barrow-in-Furness, in the northwest of England. And we have been at a workshop today building stream boxes, which we have taken out and placed around Barrow Park. And that is what you can hear in the background. And over the next 30 minutes, we are going to be playing live sounds from three different boxes placed in different parts of the park.
alongside the park, where we stopped. We could hear children. We were listening with the framework of elements. We were looking for fire, we were looking for metal, we were looking for wood and earth and stone and water. What did I say? Air as well. We were looking for all the things. And we wandered past all the geese, round the pond, past the swan's nest, and then back over the bridge and back to Peel View House.
Thank you. All morning, a gentle breeze brought drizzle to Barrow Park, and 12 people made it to Peel View House, where full of noises welcomed them. The 12 people played with electronic pieces, with pies and sound cards, and all sorts of things to build boxes with microphones that would go out into the park later in the day. After lunch, as the rain stopped, the sun came out, and the 12 people exited from Peel View House to enter the park. We listened to birds singing. There were at least 5-6 different species of birds immediately outside the house. And as we ventured through the park, we came across different things, listening differently, each listening to different things in different ways, different perspectives, different sonic experiences. And then we came to the pond. At the pond, there were many geese making a lot of noise. Pigeons flocking in, flocking out. One looked like it had a seagull's head, and we wondered whether it had actually crossed species. And the pigeons flew away every time we moved. But they flew back again, expecting to be fed, but nothing happened. And the geese kept trumpeting and trumpeting. And a swan came past, and we wondered about what it was like to be a swan. Then we noticed that there was one goose that was silent, standing on one leg. And we wondered about why the goose was standing on one leg. Was it broken, the other leg? And eventually, it pushed the other leg back and balanced forward, but didn't place it on the ground. This was all done silently, while around it, everyone was talking about different things, about what they were hearing, and the geese, the other geese, kept trumpeting. Finally, the goose on one leg put its foot down, and it was a tremendous feeling, but still without a sound. So as we worked on our elemental work, we listened out for sounds through the frame of different elements, and we noted down what we heard. Air, birdsong, flap of wings, rush of air as flock of pigeons fly over, sound of wind, honking goose, fire, whoosh of cars and combustion engine, water, splash of a goose landing, splash of a goose taking off, moorhens landing, stepping in a puddle, earth, walking through mud, wood, twig cracks, metal, creaky pulley on the zip line, and the tinkling sound of a dog lead.
David, Phil,
Tom, Neil, Dave, Amy, Naya and Richard. Supported by Christine, Morse and Amy. Hosted by Full of Noises.